U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Mike Waltz, says the United States will continue striking Iranian military targets if Tehran interferes with shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. It follows a warning from Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, that attempts by vessels to use arrangements outside those set by Tehran would increase tensions and delay the reopening of the waterway.
They need to understand their leverage is diminishing by the day. The Gulf Arabs are creating all kinds of alternatives to the Straits of Hormuz. We will create alternatives to our basing posture there. We will harden some. Some may go underground. Others will move. So this leverage that Iran thinks it has now is diminishing faster and faster.
The exchange comes despite a Pakistan-brokered agreement reached earlier this month aimed at restoring commercial traffic through the strait after months of disruption caused by the conflict between Iran, the U.S., and Israel. Iran agreed this month to allow commercial shipping through the strait for 60 days, but the two sides remain at odds over how vessels should transit it.